The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
It seems to have resistance to certain classes of antifungal agents.
A lot of young women think this is just creepy and don't like it a bit.
Anti-climb. It's called anti-climb.
They're not children. They're not adults. They're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
Why? Why?
I will say there is good news.
What's the good news, Hunter? Because it's Monday and it doesn't feel like it, man.
I know. Well, it kind of cancels each other out. It's Monday, okay, but it's supposed to be a high of 70.
That's true. It is supposed to be nicer today, but it's still not good enough to make me hate Monday. Or not hate Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I had such a nice weekend. It was a full weekend. I was telling everyone in the video this morning, I'm like, God, I feel like I haven't done this in forever.
Yeah.
Because I had like a full... Full-blown weekend.
Yeah, it felt
it's
nice.
It's been a minute, man.
Yesterday was real nice.
Oh,
just
gorgeous.
Chill out. And
I went to bed. I went to bed with the thunderstorm that was happening. It wasn't long.
Dude, that was wicked last night, wasn't it?
It was pretty crazy. It
came and went quick.
And I saw it start. So in our house has an attic that faces... it's got windows on the north side and south side, right?
Okay, yeah.
Literally, I'm in bed, and in a matter of like 15 minutes, lightning started on the north side.
Ended
on the south side. I was whoa!
Yeah, dude, it came in aggressively.
It was moving.
We were watching, the wife and I were watching Pet Sematary, the original 1989.
Oh.
Yeah, we're getting geared up for the new one in theaters. And seriously, right as the movie starts, you know, the first scary scene.
Yeah.
Boom! Outside, I'm like, this is
it.
Perfect.
And then you murdered her. What?
That's right.
Here we go. But yeah, no, it's good to be back.
It's okay, though, because I buried her in Pet Cemetery.
She'll be fine. She'll be fine. Oh, man. No, but it's good to be back, get back in the swing of things and get through a Monday as well as we can.
Yeah, speak of the swing of things. Your wife this weekend.
I know.
Oh,
we need to.
My.
We should just do
God.
Sports on her. Well, we should just do...
You know, I will.
Kiki's just crushing it on the golf course.
She will be in this morning's sports.
I love it. All right, we got a lot to cover. We're going to talk about Olympic sports. We're going to talk about...
all kinds of Monday things.
Fixins. I'm stealing your word
That's
now.
That's my word.
I'm stealing your word right now. Collective Soul, December. We'll be back. It's the Plammy Morning Show on Rock 107 WIRX.
Hunter.
Hey there, good morning. 6'11", Brock Hunter.
Boy.
Oh, there's so much I want to get to, but I guess we could talk about it in sports if you just want to wait till then to talk about this weekend's basketball.
Yeah,
God.
We have to. It's crazy, man.
It was a crazy Final Four.
Oh, you're talking about, I thought you were talking about our Lightning game.
Oh, yeah, when we were playing Lightning this weekend.
It's funny, we're like a bunch of children, like the halftime of the Michigan State game. We're at my parents'
house. Let's go play some basketball.
Yeah, so come on, guys. Let's go shoot. I bet you I can shoot three-pointers just like them.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Well, you got those damn double rims over there. I hate those.
I know. No, I don't think anybody likes the double rims except the dad who put them up.
Yeah.
You know? My dad's idea of the double rims was, he had a good idea because I guess we were dunking.
Yeah.
He didn't want bent rims.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem when you start throwing the ball down. The rims get all bent up.
I felt like I was at a carnival.
It's basically a carnival rim. It is. And then my buddy Zool brought over a rubber ball. I'm like, I immediately facepalmed. I'm like, thanks, dude. But I...
Unless
that thing's like half, like pumped up halfway.
And you put it on the backboard or you swish it.
Yeah.
You're not making that shot.
No.
It ain't bouncing in off the rim.
No.
But yeah, we played some Lightning, and I am extremely sore from that, by the way. I am hurting. I was huffing and puffing.
Well, you made the mistake of doing well in the game because you were the last two.
Yeah.
And then the best part of it, this is the quick story short. Brock, we walk out to the court, and I look over at Brock. He's really quiet. I'm like, you all right, man? He's like, oh. He's like, dude, I just slammed a bunch of beer. So he had like a stomach full of beer. And he's
beer
like,
and
man,
pork. He's like, we cooked up some pork,
the pork.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play basketball. I'm like, all right, we're playing Lightning. As long as you're not the last two, all you got to do is just shoot a ball, right?
And of course, me and the natural athlete that I am, I couldn't help but make number two.
He was the last two, and he's just circle, circle, boom, 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 running, 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 running. I'm looking at him like, is he going to puke?
I've never hated a double rim more in my life. I had Porky Pig just swimming around in a beer pool in my gut.
Right. Brock had a nightmare that night of a double rim. Haunting him in his dreams.
Well, we're going to talk more about the NCAA tournament coming up in sports here in just a little bit and about how great I was in Lightning. We'll be back. Brock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yes.
It's 620 today. We got some clouds, some rain in the morning, and mostly sunny. High of 70.
Ooh.
Shut your slut mouth. Tonight, clear, cooler, low of 42. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 58. And then Wednesday, unfortunately, dropping down a little bit. We're going to see some rain in the afternoon, high of 48. It's springtime is what it is. It's that those fluctuations.
And, yeah.
But enjoy today while you can, man.
It's going to be nice.
Right.
Fish are hitting too, man.
Whew.
I had people text me this weekend, hey, man.
Yeah.
Are y'all fishing? I'm like, no. Not.
Should be. Why don't you just catch the fish for me? And then
we'll eat it.
We'll eat it.
We'll smoke it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
All right, sports this weekend. Golf, Saturday. Hunter shooting his ultimate low.
You did.
I did.
Very, very well.
I did. I played very well this weekend, and it was fun. But what I really wanted to talk about, your wife.
Dude, she was crushing it, man.
Dude, what the hell?
Kiki has not played. She didn't play once last year,
no,
I don't think.
No, she didn't. She didn't. I know that for a fact. She didn't play once last year. So she gets out there. Well, let's go back to last week. We did a break last week where I literally ripped on Kiki and all women talking about golf and, you know, getting stuck behind a foursome of women and it taking like 8 hours to golf around. And I was pissed off, right?
Yeah.
And so I ripped into her. I'm like, you know what? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're a decent golfer. I think she remembered that.
Oh, she was harnessing the hatred for you.
Because, dude, she stepped up to the first tee. Dude, I am serious. I swear to God, she hits one at 220, 230. Driver off the, you know.
Just smoked it.
Smoke off the first tee. I'm like, and we all start laughing, clapping. And I look over and I'm thinking in my head, yeah, she just caught one. She just caught one. You know, she swung at it. She caught it. Everybody, once a squirrel finds a nut once in a while or something.
Exactly.
Steps up to the second tee. 200.
Dude, she was basically, and she fell apart a little bit at the end. And her short game needed some work. But, dude, she was driving.
She fell apart just a little bit at the end.
Yeah.
Just sit there and think about that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Dude, she played golf, great golf the whole round.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I've never seen that before.
The first four holes, I think I was only one stroke ahead of her.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And she's just, like, kind of laughing it off.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, people don't golf like that. It's not supposed to be like that,
Believe me, Kiki is naturally athletic to a fault. Like, it's annoying. Because, like, we'll play stuff, and I'm like, stop it. Stop being talented. Let me just kick your ass.
My jaw hit the green, bro. I'm telling you. When she caught that one on that par 5 and hit it like 230, I'm done.
Just smoked
That's
it, man. Just smoked it.
So, congratulations to your wife. And you know what? You played well, too.
Shut up. Don't patronize me.
No, you didn't. You almost got your ass kicked by your wife.
By my wife.
All right, NCAA women's college basketball. Let's get to it. Why not? Last night, Baylor, 82, Notre Dame, 81.
Is that women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Notre Dame, their female basketball team,
They were kicking ass,
fantastic.
Man.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So congratulations to the Fighting Irish ladies out there. Even though you lost to Baylor, you still got to the championship there. Men's college basketball tonight. Texas Tech going to be in Virginia, or playing Virginia at 9:20. The big game that everybody's anticipating this past weekend. Oh, man.
It was.
What an insane.
Two great games.
Two games, man.
Two great games. I was pulling for MSU, wanted the Spartans to get it. Obviously, the Michigan team And they came back near
they
the end.
I stepped away to go to the bathroom or something, came back, and they were within, what, four or five?
No, they were like three. Well, no, they took the lead at one point. Mm. They got back, or it was by one.
Wow, anyway, yeah,
they got back. They made up like a 14-point deficit, man. Got back in it, but then they couldn't hit a shot, man.
Ah, it's pulling hard for the Spartans, yep. Man. They're really a great team. Cassius Clay, man. Or not Clay. Winston.
Good Lord.
I didn't know Muhammad Ali played basketball.
Still got it, man. Still got it.
So, yeah. There you go, Sparties. NBA last night. Hornets beat the Pistons 104-91. Nets beat the Pacers 108-96. I'm going to finish the rest of your sports in the 7 o'clock hour.
Sounds good, man. We'll be back.
Sports on the Plan B. WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, wake up, you sluts. It's Monday. Time to go do some slut stuff.
Jeez, man.
I don't know why it's so funny to me. It's just so funny.
Really going for it.
Yeah, just getting it. You know, it's Monday. Might as well. Yeah. Might as well.
Hell with it.
Oh, hell. 6:38, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, let's do rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Well, the original Woodstock in 1969 had one stage with a rotating disc to help keep each act on schedule. Of course, that didn't happen. Woodstock 94-99 had multiple stages, as will Woodstock 50, which will be held August 16th to the 18th in Watkins Glen, New York. The performance will run for 13 hours a day.
Good God.
Man, oh man, that's over four stages with a midnight curfew on Friday and Sunday and a 1 a.m. cutoff on Saturday. Three-day passes go on sale April 22nd, at which point additional acts will be announced. So there's still more. They've already announced a chunk, but there's going to be more acts.
So at the first Woodstock, with the one stage that you said rotates, right?
So if you think about it, while one band's playing, on the backside of that disc, they're setting up for the next band.
Oh, okay, and then it just rotates 180, and then boom, boom, like
there
that?
There you go, yep.
All right. So if
which isn't a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea
but
at all.
But no one stayed on schedule. I mean, it was 69. Everyone was just...
Right.
I mean, Carlos Santana was high on acid when he played at Woodstock.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're in the back of that crowd, you couldn't even see the stage, huh?
Probably by the end, no. And the delay on everything, by the time that chord or that lyric hits you, they were already on the next song.
All right. I just sounded like, you know? Like.
Dude, the OG Woodstock is such a trip, man. It really is. When you see how many people were there over a course of time, the bands that played, people that played, and just everything with it, it's nuts, man. It shouldn't have worked. It shouldn't have worked, but it somehow came together.
God, some pictures.
Yeah.
Some pictures of that. Dude, the size of that crowd. You know, what if you're up front by the stage and you're like, man, I got to go to the bathroom.
You just go, man.
You just go?
You just go one or two. You're just going,
brother. It's going to take you the full day to get out of that.
Well, and then, too, you got a primo seat.
Yeah.
Like, you're right up front, man. You don't want to leave that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on now.
Yeah, you're probably just going right there, huh?
You dig a hole, buddy. Dig a hole. Let's see. Among the headliners are Robert Plant, Santana, John Fogerty, Dead & Company, The Killers, Imagine Dragons, David Crosby, Jay-Z, Greta Van Fleet.
Wow.
Yeah, do they got... the Black Keys are no longer on the bill because of a scheduling conflict. Damn. Anyway, so yeah. Woodstock 50, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
All right, Black Keys back, though. They're starting to tour again.
They got their new record coming out, and they got their new single, which you can hear on New Rockin' 9, by the way. Oh. It's called Lo-Hi. It's awesome. Nice. It's fantastic. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, big day in rock history, born in 1962, Izzy Stradlin, guitarist for the Guns N' Roses, was born. A former guitarist, obviously, he has not been with the band. He has remained very low profile. He started a side band. It was Izzy and the Juju Hounds.
Mm-hmm.
He has not made any contact as seeing if he's going to come back. Obviously, we know Guns N' Roses. We got Duff back. We got Slash. We got Axl. Adler has been drumming from time to time on there. If we could just get Izzy back, come on, man.
Maybe he's just feeling old.
He was like one of the few ones that didn't go crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he was born on this day in 1962. Happy birthday, Izzy. We'll be back.
Bro.
Tim! Anyway, here's useless trivia for today. On this day, April 8th, 1974, Atlanta Braves slugger Hank Aaron hit his 715th home run, breaking a 40-year-old record held by what legendary baseball player. Let's see if we can get ourselves a winner here. WIRX, hello.
Is it Babe Ruth?
Babe Ruth. That is correct. Woo! Yeah. Yay. Nicely done. I'm surprised the chick knew anything about baseball.
It was a guess. Everybody knows Babe Ruth.
That's right. Well, hey, you got it right. What's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen, where are you calling from this morning, Kristen?
South Haven.
South Haven. You know we're number one there, right?
Yes, you are.
Yes, we are. And you're number one today. Got yourself that gift certificate to Szilard's. What station hooked you up?
WIRX.
All right. Next chance to win coming up tomorrow. Same place, same time. Let's do news.